Hello, people. Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Aja. I am here. It is 1:56. Almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, and I did say morning. I'm actually sitting here drinking on some Bacardi Limon, which I know is Bacardi Lemon, and smoking on the vape pen, well, the THC pen, and eating this wonderful motherfucking edible, brownie edible, that is. I got this long trip in the morning from here to Phoenix, Arizona. It's gonna be lit. Psych. No, it ain't. I'm gonna be asleep like a motherfucker on that damn bus, y'all. I swear. But on another note, let's talk about friendship. I don't have no friends. For the simple reason is that I think I be doing too much, or I have a lot going on. Like, I don't like bullshit. I don't like to be lied to. I don't like to be lied on. Like, basically, the topic is relationships. It could be friendship, relationships, as in boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. It don't fucking matter. Basically, if you don't have loyalty and honesty in your relationship, then you don't have anything. If you have someone who's always, like, trying to be the bigger person, or always, like, being the man, woman of the relationship, or thinking they the boss, them not bosses. I'm sorry. Like, you can't sit up here and try to downgrade somebody and then you ain't doing too hot your motherfucking self. It's not. You can't do no shit like that. So, basically, just, if you're in a relationship, whether you with your friends, family, whatever, be 100. Don't throw shade. Don't throw each other under the bus. Don't be mad at one another or this other person for no fucking reason. It's got to be for a reason and a logical reason at that. Don't be like, oh, bitch, I don't want to talk to you right now because you didn't give me such and such and such and such and such. Bitch, the fuck? No. Motherfucker don't got time for none of that shit. Like, at all. I know it sounds like I'm stuffing my face, because I am, with this brownie edible, which is fucking good. So, fuck what you're talking about. Let's talk about marriage. Marriage. I cannot wait till I get married. I would love to get married. I cannot wait till I get married. But the thing is, I get married, and if my husband was to cheat on me or whatever, or if he wants to see, like, another girl, like, I'm not all woman enough, I'm gonna be like, nigga, we not finna break up. We not getting a divorce. We finna work this shit out because we're married. And if we break up, well, if he tries to break up with me, or if he want to sit up there and try to cheat on me, I'm going to fuck him up. Period. There's no reason for me to get mad at the girl. The girl for what? She ain't do shit. It's the nigga. He gets to go. I'm not going to have all of that in my life. Like, I don't like none of that shit. I was in a polygamy relationship. Shit didn't go so well. Why? Because the guy that I was with was my nigga, and he was still fucking with another chick, which was his ex, but he didn't tell me about it. I had to find out about it, and then I told him about it, that I knew about it. So he was like, well, I'm not going to stop messing with her, and I don't want to stop messing with you type shit. Can we be one big happy family? So I tried it. But being that the second girl was his ex-girlfriend that he was still fucking with when we were just talking and not in an official relationship, leads me to believe that that's what he wanted. They wanted to do that. And so shit got kind of rocky. And I know females, because I am one. And I know that if I was in the same predicament as her, I would have did the same thing. I would have just been like, I'm gonna be a good. I'm not gonna be mad. I'm not gonna throw him off or nothing like that. I'm just gonna play it cool and everything and make the other bitch feel like I'm doing something but I'm not doing anything type shit. That's what she did. I give her mad motherfucking brownie points for that shit. Like, I really, really, really do. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, I'm good. I don't need to be in nothing like that. I don't. I would rather be single and ready to mingle. But enough about the negative shit. Nothing but good shit is about to happen. Nothing but extravagant shit is about to happen. And what it is what it is. I'm about to move to Phoenix, Arizona, and live life to give away. Now I'm about to watch Hip Hop Hollywood. Love it, Hip Hop Hollywood. Like, shit crazy, yo. So, I'm going to end this podcast in the next couple of minutes because it's 7:20. All my podcasts that I do, they're all going to be 10 minutes long. I will put on here, like, a way for people to get in contact with me, give me topics that I can talk about, so that way I can research, like, you know, get all my thoughts, get all my shit together, so I can be able to let y'all know what's what. You hear me? Once again, my Twitter is China Mina Doll, or China Doll Mina, or something like that. Anyway, we'll figure it out, y'all. But this podcast ain't gonna be that long, and I'm just gonna leave it on that note.